Kayla believes that people who are habitually late don't have respect for others, or at least for clocks. Fred Van Allsburg had a dusty old nickname, the stop sign. It dated back to a United States Central American heroin corridor he'd shut down in the late 80s. From what I knew, he had done little of note since then except climb the bureaucratic ladder. Having worked with him now, I had no more respect for him than the job required, per his rank and seniority. I think he knew that, so it caught me off guard when he started the meeting the way he did. "I just want to say a few things before we get going," he began. "As you all know by now, we're quasi on our own where LAPD is concerned. Maddox Fielding seems intent on going it alone if he can, and he's outdoing himself at being a huge pain in the ass. Isn't that right, Alex?" A knowing chuckle went around the room. Heads turned my way. No comment," I said, to more laughter. Van Allsburg raised his voice to quiet everyone. "As far as I'm concerned, we keep our lines of communication open, and that means full and timely disclosure to LAPD on anything we know. If I hear about anyone doing any petty withholding, they'll find themselves back in fingerprints on their next case. Fielding can run his end of things how he likes. I'm not going to let that compromise our own professionalism. Is that clear to everybody?" I was pleasantly surprised by Van Allsburg's response to the situation. Apparently, he had allegiances of his own, even if it meant sticking by me. We then moved on to Mary Smith's new email. He used the conference room's projection system to put the message up on the big screen where we could all see it. As I read it through, I was struck not by what she had written,